Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's conference call for Spiritual Science and our fabulous ESP Lab. I'm Sammy. I'm the president, and I have been a member for the lab for over 30 years, and I was a friend to Al Manning for 30 years before he made his transition. And our dear brother Al asked me to take over if anything happened to him. And I said, Al, that's a mixed blessing because that's a lot of work. So he said, well, don't worry, I'm going to live a lot longer. But 2 years after that, he did fly away. And that's, part of the equation that we have here with life is that it is terminal. But welcome today to our ESP Lab conference call, and I've started doing these, A, to just give another way to get our positive energy out to our members and for the members to have a direct contact with me because I'm fairly inaccessible in a lot of different ways, especially like on the phone. But I'm going to start today with telling just a little joke, and it's a joke about a genie who appeared to a married couple and told them that they each had one wish. And the wife said, well, I love to travel. I just would like to have unlimited travel in all directions. And poof, all the travel tickets she could ever use appeared in her hands. And then the genie turned to the husband and said, what's your wish? And the genie said, well, I would like to be married to a woman who's 30 years younger than me. And then poof, the man turned 30 years older, and that was the genie's joke. But in any event, Al was all about fun, and our lab has to continue to be about fun, and humor is a part of it, is a very central part of it. Al was known for knowing that laughter is the best medicine, and laughter is a light attunement, and laughter dispels darkness and negative energies. So let's all make it a point to laugh every day. I'm going to offer up, as we get into our session, Al's prayer or invocation of protection. And it's something that we each one need. And this prayer, this declaration, is an affirmation for your protection, my protection, and our protection of our ESP Lab membership. And if you know it, you can say it along with me, but you can also say it in your mind and accept your good. Spirit of the great white light, burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care. Bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools. Let fulfillment be the rule. That to all will be a light, saving others from the night. And I'm going to say it two more times because we're working to reprogram our subconscious with protection energy. So say it with me in your own mind. Spirit of the great white light, burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care. Bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools. Let fulfillment be the rule. That to all will be a light, saving others from the night. Now, just as we do it the third time, let the words be absorbed into your consciousness, into your subconsciousness. Let the energy be absorbed into your auric field. Accept the energy of protection from the spirit of the great white light as we do the invocation for the third time. Spirit of the great white light, burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care. Bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools. Let fulfillment be the rule. That to all will be a light, saving others from the night. This is one of the first affirmation in Al's Helping Yourself with White Witchcraft book. It is a favorite of mine. It is a universal prayer that anyone of any religion can say or no religion can say. I have a Valentine's letter that's going out to folks who've written in recently that's going out tomorrow. and I'm going to share it with you. And I'm also going to share with you that Valentine's Day, for me, has always been a symbol of the love day. So for Valentine's, I personally try and start the day with love and end the day with love and fill the day with love. Of course, it's a great idea if you can try and do that every day, because love is the great power. Love is the great energy. And some say it's the greatest power in the universe. But in any event, I do take tomorrow as a day which I really do seek to focus on love. It's also a day of divination for me. And so I wrote this letter that's going out to the membership who's written in for Valentine's Day, and it's called The Light is Here for You 24/7. As we live our daily lives in these physical bodies in this material plane, it is sometimes easy to forget that spirit is always with us. At ESP Lab headquarters, we are always lighting candles and declaring the good of our ESP Lab membership, especially for your good. Lighting a candle is the act of invoking the light, and the action does allow spirit to be more present. As we extinguish the celebratory ritual candles, we declare, the light is always here. The light is always with us, and we know this to be so. Our mundane world is full of challenges and issues, and it is easy to focus on the downside. Al would challenge each one of us to focus on the upside. Of course, it is easy to be positive when things are going well, when we have money, supplies, good health, love, and good fortune. With the material challenge of job loss, relationship change, or poor health, it takes an extra effort of will to insist that you focus on the spiritual side. I am the light, going to meet the light. Only goodness shall result. Let us remember that we are the stewards of our personal mental processes. Al would emphasize accentuating positive thoughts and eliminating negative thoughts, because a clear thought coupled with a strong emotion must manifest. As children of the divine, we get to choose how we manage our minds. Don't allow yourself to dwell on the negative. Al often noted, that to which we give our attention multiplies. The action of turning our thoughts and emotions from the dark side to the light side I call the golden key. Next time you feel down or troubled, find the most inspired spiritual literature you can find. Saturate your mind with positive energies, dwell on this, until you have shifted your consciousness into the light. Smile, breathe deeply, relax, and expect your good. Celebrate victory. And our dear Al Manning wrote, commenting on the spiral of growth, and if you do have any background noise, you should hit *6 for mute, and you can hit *6 for mute again to when there's no more background noise. And here's what Al wrote. Sometimes it seems like we're just running around in circles, but in truth, we're playing on the spiral of growth. You get to face a problem in its various forms until you learn to solve it. Then you move forward to a fresh set of problems, solve them, and pretty soon you get to encounter the first set of problems all over again, but on a higher level. And so we go round and round, but always trending upward, with the spiral tightening ever more delightfully. It goes along nicely with our idea that growth progress is not a straight line, but rather a sine curve happily trending upward. Both concepts help us keep our perspective in the wild contemporary world, and perspective is very important to our peace of mind and sense of well-being. The antidote for hindsight is to remind yourself that you did your best with what you knew and felt at the time. It's time to heed Christian DeLarson's forget the mistakes of the past and press on to greater achievements of the future. Let's do a quickie thank you thought form with this. The picture is of a victory celebration at your Our Spirit Party. Remember, we'll eat, drink, and play very hearty. Our battles are already won. Anytime a hindsight attack is threatening your positive perspective, this picture will present itself to your mind's eye along with the feeling of our spiral of growth. Let it reset your perspective so we can get happily about another trip around the spiral of growth. Al studied metaphysics and the benefits of positive thinking and prayerful attitude before he added the kicker of maverick magic. Bottom line is results. Spirit is there for each one of us 24/7. We are naturally children of the universe. Use what works for you, and remember that what you give your attention multiplies. In the meantime, this world will shoot each one of us challenges so that we can benefit and grow from transcending them. Spirit is the key. Turn your situation over to Spirit and expect success. Blessed be. I'd now like to take a look at our February newsletter. And we got a little ahead of schedule this month, and I received my copy of the March newsletter today. We're trying to get it out earlier for our international membership, and people want it before the month starts rather than the end of it. Also, the lady who's doing our design work is getting ready to have a baby at the end of the month, so I'm almost through with April, too. I want to, before we get into the green light meditation, I wanted to just offer up some insight onto our self-help exercise and a comment on the Living Light is Real article that Al wrote for the newsletter. In our self-help exercise for the month of February, it's to tune in to the living power of the light with a rainbow chakra meditation, beginning with the red root, and use the Nurgle point to get things done. Be more energetic and attractive to others. Balance the vitality of the red energy with the green light of love at the heart center chakra. And as we tune in to our green light monthly meditation. So we have a little commentary on the red light, which is, Al refers to in his Ishtar magic as the Nurgle point, which is the red ray, the root chakra. And that is like the furnace that heats up the soul, if you would. And so as we're looking at these energy-transforming personalities, which only enhance the color magic, we have a short commentary that spirit power does enhance color magic. So for those who aren't into the invocation of a power personality to enhance the energy, then you don't have to do it that way. You can simply say the red light or the green light, the red light of energy, the green light of love, and balancing that energy of the desire and power and passion with the energy of love. So we do focus on the red energy to get things started, and then we are focusing on the green light energy. And for Valentine's Day, we're going to do a Mars and Venus chant, but we're going to do it after we do our green light meditation. And just an additional slight comment on the energy transforming personalities. We do have a lot of questions about that idea, because if, for example, if we say, Rama Agni, bring the light to me, where is that coming from? How did Al choose those words to sweep away the things that harm and let them cause us no alarm? Well, if you look at the whole system of religion on a world level, we have multitudes of power personalities, whether you call them gods or spirits or energy transforming personalities. In the Ishtar magic work, Al referred to those as energy transforming personalities. And the basic idea is whether you call it Nurgle or you call it Mars or you call it Aries, those are all ancient names for the red light, for the red energy. Rama is a power personality of Hindu mythology, And who was the demon slayer? Agni, one of the most ancient words for the word fire. And Agni also being the lord of fire in the Hindu mythology, if you want to call it mythology, and also being the messenger to the gods. So by calling upon these ancient powers, we invoke the energy that has been established on that color ray, and so we're adding those into our light meditation. And join with me for a green light exercise for today, February 13th, and happy birthday to Jose Molina and also to my sister, whose birthdays are today. Let's turn to the living, loving light of the power and energy transforming personalities of Pan, Osiris, Hiawatha, and Ostara's green healing light of growth, prosperity, oneness with nature, and all green living things. Let's shimmer green with a positive growth-oriented transformation as we experience wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, prosperity, renewal, and new growth with the power of the green light. Let's make this your extra light attunement period for each day of February. Know that you will be uplifted and helped by participating. To play with us, just find a relatively peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks, but know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a major super cleansing job on your aura. Then, when you feel ready, invite the light to turn to its shimmering emerald green color and continue. I feel the emerald green light flooding my aura and beingness with its love and super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength. With spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing power, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth, with laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra, extra love. It burns, loves, and laughs away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life. I accept good cheer and good health with celebration, charisma, and success. I am filled to the happy, overflowing, loving point now, so that I gladly share my good by directing the energy to flow out to each one on this conference call, to our special Night Light members, and on through our personal experience to our ESP lab. And let us all feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the fun energy flows back to each one of us. Blessed be. Now we're going to shift gears a little. We're going to do a short ritual in invocation of the powers of life, the earth, air, the fire, and the water with spirit, to come and bless each one who is participating here and all of our lab membership with blessings for, in the context of universal love, for all those in need, for all those who need healing, for the children of the world, for the plants and the animals, for our Mama Earth, but especially for you and me in our ESP laboratory. So hold on one second. We're going to shift gears. And if you brought your magic wand, you can break it out. I'm going to start by offering up some sage. And I'm going to offer it up in Al's prayer bowl. He had a beautiful silver prayer bowl, which I inherited as lab president. And I'm going to light this sage. Hold one second. I like this sage, which is a sacred herb. And as the sage burns and the smoke rises, I ask the Mother of the Universe to purify and bless this space of my physical space and the physical space of each person participating today as we prepare to receive the loving radiance of spirit power. And I know the Mother of the Universe brings blessings, healing, and purification now to each one of us. I now take my staff of oak, which is a symbol of my authority in the ESP lab as president, and I reach to the east and I pull the energy of the east here to this altar spot, saying, "Welcome, east." And I reach to the west, the lands of the air and wisdom, and invoke that power into our altar space, saying, "Welcome, west." And we reach to the great south, the treasuries of the earth. And we bring that energy here into this altar space, saying, "Welcome, Earth." And we reach to the great north, the lands beyond the lands of the living waters of life, and we invoke that great power here to be with us, saying, "Welcome, water. Welcome, north." And we reach to the sky above and say, "Welcome, sky," and the earth below, "Welcome, Earth." And now we light our new candle, which is on our February star, and it's sitting in some prosperity powder, and it's a nice cinnamon candle. And as we light it, we light the fire that is she. We light the island that is we, that together we may be. And we invite the Mother of the Universe to come and be here with us now, that we may share her bounty and her beauty and her wisdom and her direction and clarity and her supplies of everything that we need. I now place my staff upon this altar to be with her and them, the powers of the directions, working in togetherness in creativity. Now, I'm going to, as a Valentine's blessing, we're going to continue the energy of the green light by invoking the Mother as Ostara. Actually, it looks like in February we have the green light working with Pan. Well, we all are dual in nature, male and female, positive and negative, light and darkness, but we will offer the green light up to Pan. And I want you to just take that green energy that we're building here and with your heart broadcast that green light out to each one of us and to our lab membership and for healing and blessing for the whole world. The chant goes, "Green light, green light, green light, green. Works just like Pan's love machine. Fun, love, joy, big money, too. Flows to me, and I thank you. Green light, green light, green light, green. Makes us loving, never mean. Fun, love, joy, big money, too. Flows to us, and we thank you. Blessed be." I am now going to offer up the water. We have the air invoked with the sage and the sandalwood incense. We have the fire invoked with the candle, and we are offering up the water to the Mother and to the Father, to the male and to the female. And we have a chant to attract power, honor, and love in our February newsletter. And I'm going to invoke that energy into this water and then to share it with you. Male and female, Venus, Mars, the ancient power of the stars is bound to us by green and red. The laurel wreath is for my head. Fame and honor, power and love stream down upon us from above. Mars and Venus bound to me, and as my will, so mote it be. Male and female, Venus, Mars, ancient power of the stars is bound to us by green and red. The laurel wreath is for our heads. Fame and honor, power and love stream down upon us from above. Mars and Venus bound to we, and as our will, so mote it be. Male and female, Venus, Mars, ancient power of the stars, bound to we by green and red, the laurel wreath is for our heads. Fame and honor, power and love, stream down upon us from above, Mars and Venus bound to we, and as our will, so mote it be. We offer up this water, symbol of life, to the creative powers of the universe, to the earth, air, fire, water, and spirit within all things. We invoke all sparks of life that are loving and positive and are with us to lend us their creative fire and energy and pour it forth into these waters of light and life that we may drink it down. And I will be the symbol of all gathered here for those who don't have their own goblet of water. And we say, Mother and Father, male and female, Lord and Lady, fill our cups full with your light, love, peace, joy, wisdom, and with everything we need now for the balance of our body, minds, and spirits. So mote it be. And now drink the water. And I'm pouring a little into a cup that I'm going to share with my Great Danes after our little festival that we're going to do. Now I'm taking a prayer, which is on one of our pyramid sheets, in which I'm invoking the green light with Rama Agni, and I have added to the Rama Agni chant, bring light and love with peace, joy, and prosperity for me and those participating in our conference call, and our ESP Lab members, so mote it be. So I'm going to light this prayer, and I'm going to offer it into the prayer bowl with the sage, and I'm going to read the prayer ahead of the flames. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the lush green light to me. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, bring the light to me. Rama Agni, bring the light to we. Bring the lush green light to we. Heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. Blessed be. Now I'm going to prepare to close the ritual. We have invoked the air, the earth, the fire, the water with spirit. We have invoked the energies of the power personality that are with us, that are loving, that are positive. And we're going to declare that each one here is blessed with new love, new light, and new life. And I'm going to reach up to the sky, and I'm going to pull the creative energy of the sky into my being, saying, the sky loves me. Then I'm going to reach down to the great earth beneath my feet, and I'm going to say, the earth loves me. Then I am going to reach out to all life everywhere and say, all life loves me. And then I will declare that I love me. And then repeat this after me, wherever you are, whether you're muted or not. It is done in togetherness. It is finished in togetherness. For we have set it in togetherness with the great mother of the universe and the energy transforming personalities that love us. And it is so. And now I'm just going to close with, I am the light, going to meet the light. Only goodness shall result. We thank you for participating. We thank the powers of the light who have joined us. We release all to positive creativity, and we celebrate our success. I'm going to stop the recording now, and then I will be available for a few minutes to talk to people one at a time. And so just speak up as soon, in about 2 minutes I'll be back. Hold on.